Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 225 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sleep paralysis can be quite unsettling, but it can also be a waking nightmare.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, yes it is. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, you know how much we love to talk about them. So call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, you can. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am. Oh my gosh. Sleep paralysis.
Oh,
I'm so glad.
Hate it.
That I have
so
only
much.
Had that a handful of times in my life, but it is terrifying. It is absolutely
I'd have
terrifying.
To actually tell you, I have no idea how many times it's happened to me because it's been so many.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Now, see, that said, and fingers crossed and knock on wood, which made my dog be like, what's the matter?
somebody's at the door.
I haven't had it happen for probably 10 years, okay. But it used to happen to me on a regular basis. And I just hate it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to tell you something. So the other day I did an interview for the Grave Talks with this guy at a location called the Holiday House. And it's in South Carolina, Marion, South Carolina. So it's an old mansion that they bought, not to use it as a paranormal investigative location. It was to be used as their home. And then it's haunted. And so she has a background in paranormal investigations. He sees spirits. And he is like a psychic medium. So it's so funny as we're talking and we're on Zoom. And he sees them. Like he had told stories about how first time he went in there, he saw this woman and kind of, you know, older, like late 1800s dress, seemed very stern with her arms crossed. And I'm like, that would scare the crap out of me, you know, just to see somebody.
And so this is just when they first went in before they bought it?
Well, they had already bought it.
And they already had. Okay.
So he was cleaning it out.
But
he'd had an experience at that location. It had been a funeral home for a long time. And he had gone to a funeral there when he was a little boy, like I would say 5 years old range, something like that, 5 or 6. And he saw what he described to be like maybe someone who worked as a plantation overseer. I don't know if it was the owner and a slave.
Wow.
And it really scared him. And so that happened at this property when he was a kid, because he's lived in this area his whole life. So
and he went back there and bought it?
Yeah. And so as we're talking, it was so funny. And I wish I was editing the interview right before you and I got on. And he just like goes, oh shit. And like, it was funny because he hadn't cussed once the whole time. He's like, oh shit. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to say that. And I'm like, you okay? And goes, something just walked in. And I'm like an intruder? No. It just scared me. Just a spirit. I was like, that would be the weirdest life, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
To just be sitting there doing a Zoom call about your haunted house and then somebody just walks in. Because there would be that moment of, is that somebody just walked in? Is that an intruder? Is that a spirit? Because it was just funny the way he reacted. He was just like, oh, shit.
I'm just really surprised that after the experience as a child that he went back and wanted to buy it later.
I think that for him, it doesn't matter where he lives. Kind of the way he described it. He has seen this his whole life.
Yeah.
So he sees these spirits all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't live in the main house because it had been a funeral home for so long. They live in a chapel that was built in the 60s. And I'm like, is that haunted? And he says, not as haunted as the main house, but he says it's starting to get more active.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it might be since they are there that they're,
and
you
I
know,
could see
kind of drawing things to them.
Exactly. And don't you think, you know, if you are a spirit and someone can see you, it might be like, depending on the kind of spirit you are, it might be a oh shit moment for the spirit, or oh my God, mm-hmm. somebody can see me.
Yeah, I can connect here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Which would be really a weird way to live. So it just put everything in perspective to me as we're talking.
Yeah.
I'm like, I even told him, I am so glad I don't have to live like you. That would freak me out on a daily basis, seeing people walking around that aren't there. You know, it's one thing when you hear the activity, and thank God I don't in my house, because I, as we all know, I don't want that. But it just would be so weird to just be in the middle of a conversation with somebody and something just walks in the door.
Wow.
Or just appeared. I don't know how it happened to him. But isn't that interesting?
That is so fascinating. So, and that's going to be on the Grave Talks, that in-depth
discussion. Yeah, it's the Holiday House. I haven't named it yet, but it's going to have something to do with the Holiday House.
Okay.
So, and I've got some good ones coming up. There's a haunted dollhouse museum. I'm going to be chatting with them soon.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, which really creeps me out. And then,
where is it?
Texas? I think it was San Antonio.
Oh my, a haunted dollhouse museum.
Yep. And it's in a haunted house, so that'll be interesting.
So basically, you don't even have to put the word haunted in it. If you just have dollhouse museum, it's self-explanatory. It's haunted.
Oh, and any kind of old toy museum.
Oh.
Any of that shit.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, agreed. So yeah, there's some fun ones coming up.
Good.
Well, let's talk about this sleep paralysis story. It says, I've been meaning to share this for a while now, but every time I think about it, the memory still sends chills down my spine. It's one of the strangest and most terrifying experiences I've ever had with sleep paralysis, and I've had my fair share of it. For as long as I can remember, I've been plagued by sleep paralysis, though I didn't always know what it was. Same. I didn't know what it was either. And in fact, I don't even think I knew what it was until I started co-hosting this show with Tony years ago. Well, I don't think I'd ever...
I think I knew what it was, but I think for a long time, we didn't really have a vocabulary for it.
Yeah. And I thought it was just happening to me. I didn't realize lots of people had this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it is terrifying. Let's see. It says it wasn't always the terrifying kind. Sometimes it was just this weird, unsettling feeling of being stuck, unable to move, unable to open my eyes. But there was one night when I was 19 that really stands out. That was a night I truly understood what it meant to be trapped. And it's the night that still haunts me. At the time, I was super into the paranormal. I devoured anything related to ghosts and spirits, and I loved hearing stories about haunted places or creepy encounters. But here's the thing. I couldn't watch scary movies. I just couldn't. My mind would race, and I'd be terrified for days, barely able to sleep. So when Insidious came out, my sister convinced me to go see it with her. I resisted, but eventually I gave in. Big mistake. The whole movie had me on edge, and I couldn't shake the feeling of dread as we left the theater. I barely slept that night. Every little creak of the house, every flicker of light had me jumping. But the next day, I had class, so I couldn't just lie around. I also relate to that because I had to quit watching scary movies myself. And I did not write this in. But it got to me, like sometimes I could do it during the day, but it just sticks with me. I will dream about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm always good up to like 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I think, oh, I wish I hadn't watched Insidious last night.
Exactly. Or some Chucky movie, you know? Anyways, so it says, I went to a community college at the time, and I remember dragging myself to class the next morning, exhausted beyond belief. I barely made it through the lecture, and when I got home, all I wanted was food and a nap. I made myself a sandwich, but the exhaustion hit me hard, and before I knew it, I was lying in bed with my eyes closed, just trying to rest for a few minutes. My sister and I shared the room upstairs, and my parents had their room downstairs, so the house was quiet, and I thought I'd be able to catch up on sleep for just a bit. But that's when things got weird. I could feel myself slipping into that familiar heavy sleep paralysis. At first, it was just the usual sensation, unable to move, unable to open my eyes, feeling like my body was locked in place. But then something happened that I had never experienced before. I felt myself get up. And I didn't just get up, I floated. My feet didn't touch the ground, and it was like I was being pulled downward, floating toward the stairs. I don't know how to explain it, but it felt like I was flying, but I was weightless. Yet somehow I was guided in a direction and my body was still in the bed, but I was not in my body. Halfway down the stairs, it hit me. I was not in my body. I was floating separate and aware that I wasn't physically there. My real body was lying upstairs, trapped in my bed, while my spirit or whatever it was down there halfway between the floors. Panic surged through me. I wasn't sure what was happening, but I knew it wasn't right. I would say that was be the weirdest feeling. That is not right. Before I even knew what to do, I shot back up the stairs and back into my body. I felt like I had to get back there before something else could take control. I tried to force myself awake, chanting, wake up, open your eyes, but nothing happened. The terror in my chest was suffocating, and I could feel my body lifting off the bed again. Then in one horrific motion, I was slammed back onto my bed, my body jolting awake as I gasped for air. I was trembling, drenched in sweat, and my heart was pounding so hard, I thought it might just burst out of my chest. I didn't know what had happened, but I knew I had to get out of that room. I ran downstairs. My mind was racing with fear. I didn't know where everyone was, but for the first time, I was truly alone, and that terrified me even more. I never experienced anything paranormal in that house before, but after that, I started to wonder if it wasn't just the sleep paralysis that was at play. I still don't know what it was, but that feeling of being out of control, something having power over my body, it felt so real. I couldn't stop shaking as I sat in the living room trying to calm myself down. My mind just kept replaying the feeling of floating down the stairs, of losing control. I know this might sound insane, but to this day, it still messes with me. I don't take naps anymore. I can't. Every time I feel that familiar sensation of sleep paralysis creeping in, I'm terrified I'll slip away again. Thank you for listening, Victoria. That would be really terrifying.
Okay, I don't think this is sleep paralysis. I think this is astral projection.
It's kind of what it sounds like.
And I just think that's a totally different thing. I myself have had this happen before where I have, you know, gone out of my body, looked back down at it, laying there sleeping, and gone maybe out of the room or something and come back. And then, you know, there is this kind of weird, kind of heavy experience or clunking or something when you go back into it. It doesn't happen to me very often. I've only had it happen a few times, but it is not the same thing as sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis, you cannot move your body and you're trapped in it. This is, I'm out of it.
But it was terrifying to her.
It is. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not, you know, it totally is. But I think that it's different. It sounds to me like Victoria has had sleep paralysis before and knows that. But this one really upset her. And now she's even having a hard time doing things like taking a nap or whatever for fear it will happen again. But, you know, astral projection is something that, I think I read once that, you know, like about 20% of the population has said they've experienced it. That they have said that they actually walked out of their body, somehow lifted or levitated out of their body, knew they were out of their body because they saw their body. Then the experiences vary from that point. But this would be it's a very life-changing kind of thing. And, you know, throughout the years, this has been something people try to do for their own spirituality, their own, you know, communion with God and things like throughout history. Like shamans would do it and people like that, where they would, they literally try to make this happen. And so Victoria, it just happened to me too. I never tried. It's just happened to me before. Sometimes they might call it levitation. You might hear that kind of thing with it, but this is a different experience than the sleep paralysis.
But it's that feeling that you don't have control that is so terrifying. And that is at play in sleep paralysis as well. I feel like I've lost control. I can't move. I have no control over my body. I cannot make it move.
Mm-hmm. I've had it happen where I've gone to a certain place, you know, and I'll walk down a hall or do whatever. And I think I'm in. Until I turn around and go back and see my body. And then I go, wait a minute, I'm not in my body? Wow, I thought I was in my body, you know? And it could happen weirdly like that too. So I've had that kind of experience before as well. I've had dreams, and that's different, I think, than the actual thing happening, where I've had dreams where I've come out of my body and look back down, but I know it was a dream, you know, and that's different too. But I've always been a big believer in the astral projection thing. I almost think this is what happens when you die, is you can no longer use your body. So you levitate. It's kind of just a little bit of I think how we leave our body, and it kind of is showing you know, that will happen to all of us at some point, that our body will no longer be able to host us. So we will have to get up and move out of it.
It makes me think, like, did you just die for a minute? Like, is that kind of what it is?
I've thought of that too. I have. I've thought of that. Like, is my body still actually going, or did things stop?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know the answer to that.
Because I could imagine, you know, people who pass away really suddenly, like in a car accident, that would be the feeling, like, shit, what happened?
Yeah, I can't go back there.
I don't know. I think that's so interesting. But I also would be the same. I wouldn't be taking naps because it happened during the day and that would always be associated. So I would never be able to nap again.
But, you know, my hope for Victoria is that at some point she can come to some peace with it and realize that maybe she experienced something really beautiful.
I know
you don't, but I think it's something super cool.
I think that maybe, but it terrified her. That's the thing.
Well, and that's why I'm saying, I hope that at some point, maybe she can come around to the fact that actually it's kind of cool.
Well, as many times as I've had sleep paralysis, and which is why I quit watching scary movies and stuff like that, and reading scary books. But I do have to read ghost books for the grave talks frequently. Mm-hmm. But I'll do it during the day. I don't do it right before I go to bed, because I'm trying to avoid any trigger thing. But what helped me was time.
Yeah.
That with time, and I wasn't having them, then I was able to sleep better. But there was a while that I was like, it was happening so much that I'm like, what the F? Like, I just want to sleep. And what is happening to me? And who keeps coming in my room? And there's somebody there, and I don't know who it is, and they're going to hurt me. And,
I this is different than sleep paralysis, where you have that terror, right? When it happened to me, when it has happened to me a few times, I'm less terrified and more surprised.
No, I'm just straight up terrified.
Well, no, in sleep paralysis you are, mm-hmm. but in astral projection it's different. Like, I'm just walking thinking I'm normal, right? And then all of a sudden, I look down and there's my body, and I'm like,
"See, and I don't think that was Victoria. I think she was terrified. Like, she felt panic, and then she shot back into her body, and then she felt like someone was spinning her and lifting her and twisting her body in the air. That's just so. That is terrifying.
Well, it's terrifying. I'm hoping with time passing that she might realize that she just had kind of a super cool spiritual kind of event in her life.
And time helps everything. It does.
Yeah.
So let's go to this phone call.
Hi, my name is Crystal Murray. I live in Iowa. I've been experiencing some things on my in-law's 20 acres. There's history behind it. There's a well that you used to be able to hear voices coming out of. Now my husband's grandmother is a very realistic person, and she's the one that told me these stories. And then there were some, I guess, red eyes that used to follow my mother-in-law on the property at night. And now I've been sensitive my whole life. I've been seeing spirits or hearing them since I was about 8, a little bit younger than that. And this one here, it's like it's messing with me, because I'll hear it at night saying, excuse me, or hey, or my door will be shut, and in the hallway I'll hear my name. And now I'm a very Christian person, so I'm using everything I can, like holy water crosses, to keep this thing out of my room. And I have had sleep paralysis once, but I couldn't move. I knew my husband was in the bathroom. Like, I knew I was awake, and I refused to open my eyes because I was afraid of what I might see. And I couldn't I was trying to yell for my husband, and I could barely get out of whisper saying his name. Now, my husband does not believe in any of this stuff, so it's kind of like your guys' podcast has been my outlet, and it's been really helpful and helping me know that I'm not the only one out there that deals with these kind of things. But I want to say thank you for everything you do, and maybe I'll get to hear my story. Thank you. Bye.
So, more sleep paralysis issues.
Today's the sleep paralysis episode.
So what do you think about all that?
You know, her voices out of the well kind of really got me a little shook when I was hearing that. And then these red eyes following her on the property. Or was it not her? It was the mother-in-law, maybe, that said that?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what that reminded me of? Was our old Cherryville, Kansas episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Where they said there were these eyes and they could look out and see things in the fields and stuff. And we've had some red eye episodes, too, where people have seen these, you know, turned around and there were red eyes looking at them. That one kind of does bother me. That doesn't feel okay. I think there's good, obviously, fine spirits that are just here. They're moving along, maybe don't even know they're gone, and they're just doing their thing, right? That's different than evil things.
Mm-hmm.
And the red-eyed thing feels more evil.
Well, it sure would feel evil if you encountered it, wouldn't it?
Oh, gosh.
My God.
I just, you know, there's just something about the red-eyed thing that bothers me. Now, the voices, I did have to laugh because they do sound rather polite. They say, excuse me.
I like that.
You know, and so the voices she hears doesn't sound like they're threatening. But the sleep paralysis is really scary. And we were just talking about that. That is very, very frightening when that happens to you. So it feels like there's a couple different things happening here. I think there's some maybe spirits that are attached to the house that she's hearing these voices and stuff, but it feels like there's something different out on the land.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you just think what could have happened out there.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You have no idea.
They had Civil War battles in Iowa.
There was people trekking over it. Mm-hmm. You know, the Mormons probably went right across Iowa.
Probably did, pushing their carts. There are probably all sorts of things going on. But I feel there's something different between inside the house and outside of the house. It just feels different to me. And I wonder if Crystal thought about that for a minute, if she would agree or not.
I don't know.
About that possibility.
But yeah, it's interesting.
The voices inside, because she's sensitive, she's hearing a lot of that. But they don't sound like they're bad.
And she would, you know, and sometimes you just kind of, things can be scary, but they're not bad. Like when I was talking about the guy from the holiday house going, oh shit, something just walked in. For him, it's not that scary. I think the surprise of it can be scary too. And that,
because it's not necessarily evil what's there, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas the red eyed thing bothers me a little bit more.
Yeah. I've heard quite a bit. The red eyes thing. I don't know what that's all about, but I'm just telling you, I'm not here for it. Good. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in. It's 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like to. No commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join. Shop your favorite brands and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS. The list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the app. That's Rakuten.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.